Backyard Green Films is proud to present this episode of Agriculture with your host, Alara Bowman. Alara and her husband, Rick, travel throughout the land in their travel trailer, which they have nicknamed Bessie, bringing you stories about their travels and the people they meet. They visit farmers, ranchers, and just about anyone who loves putting their hands in the dirt or their feet in stirrups. In those travels, they have gotten to meet some very interesting people. Here's one of those interviews.
Hi, this is Alara. Welcome back to our podcast. We're here at the American Board Goat Association's National Show 2022. So we're bringing you podcast shorts all week. Short and sweet. Here we go. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing all right. We're hitting the end of the day here.
Yep, getting close to it.
Yes, we are. We are at the 2022 American Board Goat Association National Show in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Yes, ma'am.
And we needed to sit down and talk to you. Would you tell us your name and your company?
Yeah. So my name is Thomas Welfley. I'm the owner, along with my wife, Hannah Welfley, of Triple W Genetics. We're based out of Cedar Hill, Tennessee, which is a small town 40 miles or so west of Nashville, Tennessee. Started back in March and been kind of on the road and going ever since then. So.
Yeah, but you've actually have a little bit of a history in agriculture prior. Tell me
right.
How you started.
So back in probably when I was 5 years old or so, we got into goats through my grandfather, which is where the name Triple W came from. That was his initials, and that's kind of how we got started there. So Triple W Genetics originated from Triple W Boar Goats. We got started in goats, just commercial herd. Grandfather brought some home from auction, and we thought, hey, we'll give this a whirl, you know, whatever. Won't turn into anything. And then that kind of sporadically turned into a lot of stuff. So in 2012, we started a herd of registered goats and then kind of took a break when I went to college. I went to college at Austin Peay State University in Clarksville, Tennessee. Got my animal science degree from there. But took a break from the goats then and now have kind of started to pick back up on it and kind of see what we can do with me being able to collect and AI and that type of thing. So kind of able to expand our herd along with other people's herds as well, too. So,
but boar goats haven't been here all that long. You say your grandfather, but that they came over in, what, the early 90s?
Correct.
So he was probably one of the early guys.
Yeah, he helped kind of bring that over, start that deal there. And when he started us into goats, it was more of a commercial, just kind of, hey, I'm going to a livestock auction here. I'm going to bring home some goats. And my dad thought he was kidding, and he was not kidding by any means. So it turned out to be a good thing that we didn't see at that time, and it turned out to be the career path that I chose. So
yeah. So you've had other influences in your life as well, other than your family. Tell me a little bit about Bill Nolan.
So Bill Nolan is who I learned from up at Interglobe. He taught me pretty much everything that I know as far as on the semen collection side of things. I learned exclusively from him, was kind of his right-hand man for a little over a year up there in Illinois. Just different ways of techniques and stuff like that, different extender recipes and just how he does things, why he does things, and being able to keep putting out a quality product is kind of what I'm striving for with this whole Triple W Genetics deal is, everything he taught me, I want to carry on into my own business. You know, I don't want any questions on quality of product. I want, even if I put out fewer straws than some of the other guys, I still want my concentration and my motility to be good, and I stand behind the quality product that I put into the breeder's tanks.
Well, I know that it doesn't matter what it is, it's sheep or goats or cattle or horses or whatever, that the technical end of things is very, very important in your success rate.
Correct.
That's my understanding.
Every time that I put up semen that's a quality product, all it's doing is helping the embryologists that are able to IVF or flush or AI or anything like that. It's helping them have better success rates because we're putting up a better quality product on the semen side of things for sure.
But you've been expanding too, I understand. Tell me a little bit about laparoscopic AI.
So come September time, we're kind of going to roll out with that. Been doing some groups on my own. Had pretty good success rate and really liking how that's turning out. So in September, our goal is to have be able to mobily laparoscopic AI at a farm at the same time that we're collecting. So this will give breeders the option to fresh collect a buck, and then we can laparoscopic AI however many does that they have lined up for us from different breeders, from that breeder. It doesn't matter. We'll be able to handle that. The other thing we'll be able to do is we'll be able to fresh collect bucks. We can extend semen overnight and overnight it to places wherever they need to go, where people, say if people out in California are AI-ing a bunch of goats and need fresh semen on a buck, I can fresh extend that. You can ship it overnight. We're only seeing 5 to 10% loss in motility overnight shipping it. So it's going really well, really well.
Yeah, because regardless of the ability to freeze, it you do sometimes lose a little bit, I understand. It really, you really have to, with the fresh end of things, it really, really makes a difference in your percentage of take. Is
that correct? Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah. The success rate on fresh semen is way better than it is on frozen, and that's kind of why we're able to give this chance to breeders to keep that success rate high. Obviously, we want to improve the success rate of frozen semen, but we can only do so much as embryologists and collectors and stuff like that. There's only so much that we can do on that side of things. So being able to ship fresh semen all across the country, it's making a big difference and a big impact on it, all breeders across the world or country.
So tell me a little bit about your mobile lab, because I understand you're doing pregnancy testing now, too.
Yeah, so the one other thing that we're rolling out in September, we're going to have the ability to preg check does on that same farm that we're AI-ing at, that we're collecting at, no matter. We can come there just to preg check does. So basically what this will be is it'll be a we'll draw blood on the doe, and then in 15 minutes or so we're able to detect pregnancy results on the doe of their choice. So we're working with a different company to kind of nail down the final details of that and stuff, but that's a big deal for the small ruminant side of things, because shipping blood off and having to wait on results, it's nerve-wracking, it's expensive, and it's just, it doesn't need to happen if we can prevent it. So these results are very accurate and able to compete with the ones that are being sent off too. So we'll be excited to step that off and start that in September as well.
Yeah, I would think that would be fantastic, because the wait time just kills you, and then you have to wait, so you can add another month.
Exactly.
Sometimes onto your
exactly.
pregnancy rate, yeah, which could make a difference in whether or not you're going to get
yeah.
anything out.
People
yeah.
can book us at the 30 or 45 day mark, and we can draw blood on the doe and go ahead and know right then and there if she's bred or not. Some people are in sales and they need to go ahead and know if they've got a lot or if they need to do something else on a sub lot or whatever, so that'll cross that bridge too.
Fantastic. So now one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you is because you sponsored a full day here at the show, which we thought was a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so because this is, when it comes down to it, there's a lot of kids here, and
right.
there's a lot of really great programs for kids to learn and things like that. And so you sponsored a whole day. Tell us why that's important to you.
Growing up, being in FFA and things like that, it just meant the world to me to have support from companies, from people, no matter who it was, always supporting me growing up. And I think that's important to give back and see the agriculture side of things. But not a lot of people think about agriculture. And so these kids coming up, there's not a lot of new people getting into genetics. There's not a lot of new people getting into agriculture. So all this farmland is being turned into houses and infrastructure and things like that. So being able to give back to a whole day, Wednesday being the buck show, kind of hits the nail on the head for us, collecting bucks and just being able to see these kids further their programs and breed to bucks across the country that they thought they'd never be able to breed to, because we have the ability to AI and we have the ability to collect and fresh extend and all that stuff. So it really means a lot to me to be in the position to be able to give back to the youth and kind of watch them appreciate it and enjoy it and things like that. So,
but you're not just doing that. You used a word that I really think is a wonderful thing, that and it's something we sort of have lost in our career paths of late, and that's the internship idea. And you're looking for interns. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so come September time is when we're really going to kick off being really busy. And so I'm kind of looking for an intern to reach out to me. They can reach out to www.genetics@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, www.genetics. Anyway, they want to reach out to me, website, doesn't matter. My phone number's on all of those places. They can reach out to me and talk to me kind of about, you know, I want to find someone that's interested in this career path. It's going to be tough at times. There'll be times where we're on the road a week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. So it could take a toll on you know, if they've got schoolwork to do or whatever. But I think it would really benefit someone to kind of see the tricks and secrets and stuff like that that I'm doing that will further progress their career path and let them know, hey, maybe I am interested in this or maybe I'm not, you know. And so that'll really, hopefully, they'll get a lot of learning experience out of it.
Yeah, I think the whole artificial insemination, laparoscopic AI, all of these career paths are very science-oriented. And so you can learn the technical end of things, and you need to, but the practical application
right.
of that is just so critical to actually being successful at doing it.
Oh, yeah. You can learn a lot in a classroom like I did, but building the experience. I mean, that experience that I had up at Interglobe means the world to me. Because, you know, had I not taken that chance and moved up there to Illinois, I mean, I didn't know anyone there, so it was just kind of a leap of faith. But hindsight, 2020, I mean, I'm definitely glad that I did it and jumped off into it. And hopefully someone can look at it that way with me, of me being able to teach them things. Hopefully they'll learn something.
What is their knowledge base, and what will your perfect intern do?
Main thing I'm looking for is the interest in what I'm doing. So, you know, someone that is getting an engineering degree is obviously not going to have much interest in what I'm doing. So the passion, I guess, for agriculture, the same way that I do. And just knowing that it's going to be days where there'll be 14, 15-hour days. There might be days where it's 6-hour days. You know, you just don't know because you're traveling on the road and stuff like that. I would prefer that my intern can drive with the 20-foot enclosed trailer to kind of help take the burden off of me some. And if I'm talking to customers or trying to schedule things and all of that, then I would prefer them be able to drive and kind of help me out on that aspect too. But definitely would like someone that's, you know, passion for agriculture and can wake up on time and get somewhere too. So
that's a rarity.
Yeah, it is. It very much is.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's nice to talk to somebody that has a family farm still and a family business and a business ideal that wants to embrace the old and keep the new.
Yes, both. Ma'am. Thank you all. Thank you all. Appreciate
Thanks very
it.
Much.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe. This is how we keep going. And please ask your friends to join us. Please also feel free to post any comments or questions to our social media sites. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Backyard Green Films. Thanks again for listening.
You have been listening to Agriculture with your host, Alara Bowman. Please tune in for more upcoming episodes from our travels. I'm Rick Bowman, your behind-the-scenes editor. Until next time. This has been a presentation of Backyard Green Films Productions, All Rights Reserved. Copyright 2022.